Hi, Country 95.
How are you doing?
Gord Bamford. We're doing good. It's Brooksy and Jillian here.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hello.
Where in the world are you this morning?
I'm in Toronto, actually, in the Sony offices.
The center of the universe.
That's right.
Well, listen, Gord, typically this time of year, we kind of look back and take stock of our lives. How was 2017 for you?
Oh, it was awesome. Amazing. You know, got to do what I love, play music. And, you know, we moved back from Nashville, so that was a big move for us. But we enjoyed being down there, and we're even happier to be back in Alberta.
So you've got another big year for your golf tournament and your foundation?
Yeah, well, we had a huge year. You know, it was our 10th year, and, you know, we're over the 3 million mark now, and we're continuing to grow that. We're working on a couple of different events now that we can generate more revenue. We get so many applications. So it's been amazing, and love every part of that, for sure.
What are some of the organizations that benefit from your tournament and foundation?
Yeah, so we're really youth-driven. So, you know, Big Brothers and Big Sisters and Make-A-Wish Foundations and Ronald McDonald Houses and Children's Hospitals across Canada. Music Counts is a big one for us. We support that. And multi-use facilities in small communities. So, you know, the applications are online, GordBamfordFoundation.com. And, feel free to go on and apply, and you never know.
Well, as great as 2017's been, 2018 is shaping up to be a dandy. Tell us about Beachside with Bamford.
Yeah, this is this is fun for all of us to go to, and the whole family goes. And we did it last year. It was in conjunction with Marlin Travel, and the whole band's headed down there. We basically a private little concert and everything else that happens on vacation. So there's just a bunch of people coming down, and it's the Grand Marivelle in Puerto Vallarta area. So it's a great resort. Same place as last year. It's great for families.
And speaking of beaches, Gord, are you heading down under next spring?
Yeah, as soon as we're done this Canadian swing here, we have a week off, and then we head to Australia, and we're there for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then we go back in September for a couple months. So we're really starting to make some headway down there with our music, and not too bad to go down there in our winter either.
Well, we wish we could join you at either location. We're just going to have to settle for the Neon Smoke Tour. Your buddy Aaron Goodvin will be with you at the Rocky Mountain Turf Club February 23rd. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, you know, excited to have Aaron a part of it. You know, I've known Aaron for quite some time now, and he's worked really hard to, you know, get where he's at. And it's great. I think it's going to be good for Aaron, you know, to get in front of people, and it's great value for us. You know, I know his stuff's pretty high energy, and so is ours, and It's designed for more smaller rooms and communities, and we're looking forward to getting out there.
Well, you can get tickets at Gasking locations, Ticketfly.com. You can probably get them through GordBamford.com as well, I would assume.
Yep, yeah, there's links on the website for sure.
So tell us about a typical Bamford family. It's Christmas.
Well, it's a little different this year. We're in the process of building a house, so we're kind of...
Uh-oh.
We're living in a... RV and some living quarters in a shop.
So we're roughing it.
We're roughing it, but it's good. And
just tell the kids, hey kids, we're going camping for Christmas.
Yeah, that's kind of what we're doing for 8 months. You know, my mom's hosting Christmas this year. The family's big, and we all come have turkey and rum and eggnog and play some hockey. And Christmas is our favorite time of year, so we always have a tradition of a hockey game, and we've been doing that since I could put on a pair of skates. And it was typically the young kids against the old boys, and I'm not sure where I fall right now. I'm probably right in the middle, so we'll see what happens. It's a pretty competitive family, so there's lots of bumps and bruises, and sometimes broken bones, but it's all in good fun.
Broken bones, bumps and bruises. That's just a typical Canadian Christmas.
You know it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Gord, all the best. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We will see you February 23rd, along with Aaron Goodvin, the Neon Smoke Tour at the Rocky Mountain Turf Club, presented by Today's Country 95.5. All the best.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you guys. See you.
Merry Christmas, Gord.
Bye.